We've been hearing a lot about climate change, but besides rising sea levels, how's it affecting our beaches? Well, that's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle joins us today. Morning.
Good morning.
So, how are beaches more dangerous?
There's a long list of ways that beaches are more dangerous. So after talking to different emergency officials, health officials, scientists, others, lifeguards, of course, it's across the board. It's everything from them having to relocate towers. We've already seen that at Sunset, Pipeline, Chuns, Waikiki, and on neighbor islands as well. As the erosion increases and intensifies, they have to keep kind of backing up and backing up. In some places, they're actually running out of places to back up to, like in Waikiki. We're also looking at more jellyfish, possibly, as the ocean warms. That's a good breeding ground for them. We're looking at more powerful rip currents from higher sea levels, more exposure to waterborne diseases from increased flooding and runoff, and even more heat-related diseases, potentially, as temperatures increase and we see fewer days with good trade winds.
I think for those of us that are out in the ocean a lot, the rip currents kind of worry me the most.
Absolutely, yeah. To me as well, because they're kind of a, you know, as you're familiar with, a hidden danger. And so it's not just that there will be maybe stronger rip currents, but they also might move. And that's because of a series of events that may occur where the corals bleach from warmer temperatures and more acidic ocean waters. And they collapse, the reef systems collapse. So you may have a beach that you're familiar with. Okay, the rip current's way over there on the left side. I'll stay out of that, or I know how to get out of it. But now it may be in a different location, which is very concerning.
Yeah, that is a scary part for me. And I know you talked about the bacteria in the water. I like to swim with a head mount snorkel just because I open my mouth less and, you know, aren't maybe ingesting some of the stuff from the cesspools that might be leaching into the water.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's going to have to be a lot more precautions for that. And in talking to the state health director, Bruce Anderson, he was saying we can expect to see, more than likely, an increased amount of brown water advisories. So it's all the more important to sign up for those email alerts that you can get on the state health department's website. And that's just because there's going to be more flooding. The waters from the ocean may inundate some of those coastal cesspools. And, of course, Hawaii has more cesspools, I think, than anywhere in the country, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and I think we're still allowing cesspools or homes to be built with cesspools, and I think they're trying to get their arms around that. But it's a challenge because it's expensive to switch over to the sewer system or something else besides the cesspool.
It's a super expensive and complicated problem. It may seem simple, and service is like, okay, we'll just quit using your cesspool, but it puts homeowners in a potential bind. So they've been trying things like tax credits and things like that with mixed success, and I think there is a task force that's looking at solutions now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of pushback on that issue. You also mentioned the coral bleaching, and I know the coral ecologists at the Coconut Island labs over there are worried because this next month is going to be another hot one, and they think we're already seeing some effect on the corals.
Oh, 100%. You know, as Josh Stambrough was telling me, he's the Honolulu's chief resiliency officer. The corals are doing a lot more than just providing habitat for fish and things. He likened it to like a natural fortress, basically, for us, a huge seawall offshore that, you know, diffuses the power of waves and storms as they come in. And that's going to be all the more important, of course, with climate change, increasing the frequency of the tropical storms that we experience out here. This is a super important thing to keep our eye on.
And then what else did Josh Stambrough of the Climate Change Office say about just about us losing our sand and how that affects the beach?
Well, he's particularly concerned about seawalls because as erosion eats away our shoreline and homeowners and business owners are trying to protect, you know, their properties, they're trying to get these seawalls in. And that will protect what's behind it, but it will also destroy the beaches that are on either side, potentially. So he's concerned that with fewer beaches, then the beaches that we do have become more crowded. And so that creates, you know, more bodies in the water for the lifeguards to try to keep an eye on. Or alternatively, if people are still trying to access those same beaches with less sandy entry, it just becomes more dangerous to enter those waters.
Oh, yeah. And I think you've seen that over in Kailua where you see the concrete and the rebar on the beaches. That's kind of scary.
Yep, absolutely. We're seeing that in Waikiki as well, where the old tavern at Kuhio Beach is being exposed, the foundation. It was exposed just Monday when I was out there.
And then has there been any talk about money and, you know, what we can do to minimize the impacts?
Yeah, in large part, they're looking at temporary or recurring solutions. The legislature and others are putting millions of dollars towards sand replenishment projects at places like Waikiki or more popular beaches.
And I know it probably seems like a recipe for disaster. So not only do we have rising sea levels, climate change, but we have record numbers of tourists, record numbers of people in the ocean.
Exactly. It's one of those problems that just kind of compounds when we factor all of those things just together.
And then any other sense from these different agencies that you talked to about just the immediate things that we can do to deal with this?
Well, one thing they're looking at, lifeguards anyway, is more roving patrol units. So they'll have their towers and they'll move them, but then they'll also have more lifeguards, you know, on jet skis or ATVs or even just in trucks kind of patrolling beaches where they can make decisions on a daily basis. Okay, we should be posted here because it's more popular today.
Yeah, that's right. I recall that conversation in regard to like Electric Beach and that area on the west side, because with the resort district at Ihilani, I know they're concerned with more people going to unguarded beaches. So that's a whole nother wrinkle.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's 40 some towers, lifeguard towers on Oahu for our 170 some beaches. So a lot of remote and unguarded beaches.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Nathan.
Thanks.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read his stories on this issue, visit civilbeat.org. AI.